What changed in Claude Fable 5.1? Verifying cost, performance, and safety claims. The key claim about the update introduced as Claude Fable 5.1 is not a reduction in standard token prices, but lower cache read costs for repeated context. However, because the provided materials include neither an official announcement URL nor a model card, the model name, specifications, benchmarks, and safety figures must be verified separately in official Anthropic documentation. The provided materials claim that Claude Fable 5.1 cache read price is 75% lower, but it should not be cited as a confirmed price before checking the official price list. Cache discounts benefit agents that repeatedly read the same context, but they do not reduce the cost of output-heavy tasks by the same percentage. The provided materials claim that benchmark gains are large in scientific research and automation tasks, but relatively small in coding tasks. Reduced safety mechanism intervention should be interpreted not as the removal of restrictions, but as a reduction in false positives and unnecessary fallbacks during legitimate security and scientific work. The decision to adopt it should be based on verifying the official model ID, price list, cloud regions, and data retention terms, followed by reevaluation using samples from actual workloads. The update introduced as Claude Fable 5.1 is described as focusing less on top benchmark scores and more on agent operating costs, response behavior, and reducing false positives from safeguards. In particular, prompt caching prices can have a significant impact on actual costs for coding and business agents that repeatedly read the same system prompt and work history. However, the provided materials do not include URLs linking to an official Anthropic announcement, pricing table, or model card. Accordingly, the figures below are clearly identified as claims in the provided materials, along with items that should be verified in official documentation and methods for evaluating actual costs. Conclusions to verify: first, the provided materials identify the model as Claude Fable 5.1 and the API model ID as Claude Fable 5-1. The release date, context length, output limit, knowledge cutoff, pricing, and benchmark figures should be reconfirmed against the official model card. The biggest change claimed by the materials is not in standard input or output pricing, but a reduction in the cache read price. Cost savings vary depending on how frequently the cache is read. The effect may be small for one-off queries or output-heavy tasks. The claim that safeguard interventions have decreased does not mean that all security restrictions have been removed. Basic specifications presented in the provided materials, the following table is not an officially confirmed specification sheet, but a structured presentation of the information stated in the provided materials. Before selecting the actual API, verify on Anthropic's model overview and pricing pages that the same model ID exists. Item claim in the provided materials what to verify model name Claude Fable 5.1, whether it appears in Anthropic's official model list, model ID Claude Fable 5-1 exact string in the API console, and model documentation release date September 1, 2026, official announcement date, and general availability. Date context window 1 million tokens whether it is available by default or subject to beta or separate conditions, maximum output 128,000. Tokens per request limit and differences by platform knowledge cutoff June 2026. Knowledge cutoff in the official model card, input price $10 per 1 million tokens. Separate rates for batch processing, long contexts, and other cases output price $50 per 1 million tokens whether reasoning tokens are included cache read price $0.25 per 1 million tokens, cache creation price, and validity period reasoning effort low to max. High by default API parameter name and supported range available environments, Claude API and major cloud platforms region, account tier, and release stage. If any of these details differ from the official documentation, cost calculations and system designs should be revised based on the official documentation. Specifications from an existing Claude model should not be substituted merely because the model names are similar. Why cache read pricing matters for agent costs a typical chat may end after a single prompt and a single response. In contrast, an agent repeatedly performs the following process until it completes the task. It reads the system instructions and prior conversation. It calls file search or data retrieval tools. It evaluates the tool results again together with the existing context. It modifies code or determines the next action. It reads the test results and repeats the process if the test fails. During this process, unchanged tokens such as the system prompt, repository instructions, conversation history, and tool definitions may be sent again at every step. If those portions produce cache hits, the cache read rate may apply instead of the standard input rate. Assuming the pricing in the provided materials is correct, the cache read price falls from $1 to $0.25 per 1 million tokens. The percentage decrease in the unit price itself is as follows: 1.000.25 divided by 1.00 times 100 equals 75%, however. This does not mean that the total bill falls by 75%. Costs for new input, cache creation, output, tool execution, and external infrastructure remain separate. Hypothetical cost calculation example: assume that a batch of tasks uses 1 million new input tokens, 20 million cache read tokens, and 200,000 output tokens. Cache creation costs and external tool costs are excluded. Cost component: assumed previous cache rate, assumed new rate, new input $10, cache reads $20.05, output $10, total $40.25. In this example, the total cost falls by 37.5%. By contrast, if there are almost no cache reads or output accounts for a large share of usage, the reduction will be much smaller. Variables that determine the cost reduction size of repeated prompts and work history, cache hit rate, and cache validity period amount of newly added tool results at each step response length, and output price number of retries after failures cost of initially creating the cache separate. Cloud platform charges and regional conditions: the provided materials state that measured costs fell by approximately 25% for general tasks and approximately 45% for agents with heavy tool use. Because these figures may have been obtained from specific usage patterns, they should not be treated as guaranteed savings for every workload. Subscription limits and API costs are not the same concept. The API generally calculates costs based on actual input, output, and cache tokens. By contrast, Claude's flat rate products may manage usage limits based on multiple factors, including the number of messages, session length, model load, and tool usage. Therefore, a 30% reduction in per-task API costs does not mean that usage time under a flat-rate subscription will increase by exactly 30%. Subscription users should consult the in-product limit information and Anthropic's official support documentation. How are benchmark figures claimed to have changed? The comparison figures and changes stated in the provided materials are as follows. For percentage scores, it is more accurate to consider the percentage point difference alongside the relative increase. Evaluation item: claimed Fable 5 score, claimed Fable 5.1 score change terminal bench science, 24.7%, 52.6% plus, 27.9% P terminal bench, 4.0, 42.0%, 55.8% plus, 13.8% PGD P-Valier V2, 1,723 plus 130 automation bench, 17.1%, 31.4% plus, 14.3% P cursor bench, 3.2, 70.5%, 73.4% plus, 2.9% PHLE configuration, 157.8%, 60.9% plus, 3.1% PHLE configuration, 263.8%, 65.0% plus, 1.2% P, based on the materials alone. The gains are substantial for terminal-based scientific research tasks and automation evaluations, while some coding and knowledge evaluations show more incremental improvements. It is difficult to interpret this as a comprehensive generational shift. When comparing benchmarks, the following conditions should be the same: same evaluation data and version, same tool and internet access permissions, same effort or reasoning settings, same number of retries and sampling conditions, whether a fallback model was used cost and processing time per evaluation if a model's score is higher, but its cost or latency has increased. Significantly, it cannot necessarily be considered more efficient for actual work. Rioting style improvements should be evaluated separately. Rioting quality is difficult to summarize with a single benchmark score. For actual document work, it is better to conduct blind comparisons with the previous model based on the following criteria: whether it follows the requested style and format from the outset, whether unnecessary introductions and repetitive expressions have been reduced, whether it avoids inventing unsupported details, whether terminology and conclusions remain consistent even in long documents, whether it changes only the necessary portions accurately when revisions are requested, whether Korean sentences sound natural rather than translated, whether it avoids arbitrarily changing the meaning of quotations and source text, running the same prompt multiple times for evaluation reduces the likelihood of mistaking random response differences for model improvements. The precise meaning of reduced safeguard intervention. The provided materials claim that cybersecurity-related safeguard interventions in Claude Code decreased by an average of approximately 60% per session, while fallbacks for basic biology and general medical tasks decreased by approximately 85%. Without an official evaluation report, the sample, measurement period, definition of a session, and denominator behind these percentages should be verified. These changes may mean that the model is less likely to incorrectly classify legitimate defensive work as a dangerous request. Examples include reducing unnecessary interruptions during vulnerability assessments of authorized code, patch recommendations, and secure configuration reviews. However, reducing false positives is not the same as eliminating safety policies. Requests that materially assist actual intrusions, credential theft, malware distribution, or attack automation may continue to be restricted. Organizations should not treat the fact that a model responded as proof of legal authority or business approval. Contractual terms should also be checked for enterprise data protection. Claims the provided materials explain that a framework called Enterprise Frontier Safeguard is designed to keep customer data within the customer's cloud environment and to have any necessary human review handled by the customer organization. They also claim that it was developed with customers in the financial, healthcare, legal, and public sectors, as well as major cloud providers. To process sensitive data, organizations should look beyond names or introductory descriptions and verify the following details in contracts and technical documentation. Area to verify specific question storage location, in which region are prompts, outputs, logs, and safety signals stored. Retention period, what are the default retention period and immediate deletion options? Human access, under what conditions can personnel from which organization view the original content? Use for training, is customer data used for model training or product improvement? Encryption, are encryption in transit, encryption at rest, and customer-managed keys supported? Subprocessors, which cloud and service providers can access the data? Audit capabilities are access records, administrator logs, and exports provided. Incident response, how are breach notification deadlines, and the scope of responsibility defined? A statement that data remains in the customer's cloud does not automatically satisfy regulatory compliance or confidentiality requirements. Verification process to complete before actual adoption validation using an organization's own workloads is more important than public benchmarks. Testing in the following sequence enables both cost and quality to be compared. Verify the model name and model ID in Anthropic's official model list. Record the input, output, cache creation, and cache read rates separately from the pricing table. Prepare a representative sample of tasks previously run with the earlier model, excluding personal and confidential information, and determine the sample size according to internal evaluation standards. Use identical effort settings, tool permissions, retry counts, and maximum output limits for each model. Measure success rate, total tokens, cache hits, latency, and human revision time. For tasks where safeguards are important, such as security and medical work, test false positives for legitimate requests separately from the blocking of dangerous requests. Calculate projected monthly costs using only tasks that pass the quality threshold. Key metrics to record: task completion rate and first attempt success rate, new input, cache read, and output tokens per task, cache hit rate, number of tool calls and failures average, and 95th percentile latency, time required for human revisions, number of safeguard interventions, and model fallbacks. Total API cost per task. These metrics are necessary to determine whether lower unit prices have produced actual productivity gains. If lower token costs lead to more time spent reviewing errors, the total cost of the work may instead increase. Points to consider when comparing competing models. The provided materials also mention prices for models from other companies, but do not provide official URLs where those model names and promotional terms can be verified. It is therefore inappropriate to repeat unverified competitor pricing as confirmed figures. When comparing models, the following items should be aligned in addition to the headline price per 1 million tokens: context length and the output limit that can actually be used, cache creation and read prices and validity periods, billing method for reasoning tokens, tool call success rate, number of retries required to reach the same quality data retention and training use terms, region and throughput limits. Fallback behavior during outages: a model with expensive output may still have a lower total cost if it completes the task in one attempt, while a model with a low unit price may be more expensive if it fails repeatedly. Overall assessment: assuming the descriptions in the provided materials are confirmed by official documentation, the key feature of Claude Fable 5.1 is not a general price reduction, but improved operating efficiency for agents that repeatedly read large amounts of context. Higher scores on science and automation benchmarks, improvements in writing behavior, and fewer safeguard false positives during legitimate work are also presented as major changes. However, based on the evidence currently provided, it is difficult to cite the model name, release date, pricing, benchmarks, and enterprise protection framework as confirmed facts. Before actual adoption, Anthropic's official model documentation and pricing table should be checked, and cache hit rates, completion rates, and total costs should be measured on the organization's own tasks.